SBS Radio.
Kasama natin sa programa ang magkapatid na si Isabella, Nigel, and Mommy Lay. Good morning! Magandang umaga!
Good morning!
Yes, hindi tayo masyadong maintindihan ni Nigel ng Tagalog, so minsan tayo ay mag-i-English. But Isabella can understand us. Nakasama na natin si Isabella before, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And you did, I think, we talk about you joining or doing front acts for some Filipino artists. Ano? But welcome, and now kasama natin ang kapatid mo.
Yeah.
How was it for music?
Oh, for music, it's very peaceful for me. Like, it's a nice outlet aside from uni. It just like takes all the stress away.
I know you're in uni now, pero before you said you're gonna be medyo tahimik for for some performances because you were concentrating for the HSC.
Yeah, I was concentrating for the HSC, so I dropped off a little bit. But now that I've got my ATAR and I'm in my degree, I'm completely fine with coming back in for more shows.
And you're taking up medical science.
Yes, I am. It's actually really nice. Like, of course, it's challenging, but you just put in the hard work and it's fine at the end of the day.
Yes. And Mommy?
Yes.
Alam ko you're always there supporting the kids, ano. But is it hard? Because I know Nigel started when he was just 2?
2 years old.
Paano mo hinahati yung role mo as a mother in the house and as a mother who supports your children in their performances?
Gabi-gabi nagpa-practice kami.
Kumakanta ka rin, syempre.
Oo, syempre. Oo. May pagmamana. mana sa akin. Pero dancing hindi mana sa akin.
Kanino nakuha ni Nigel ang dancing?
Sa kanyang pretty lola.
Oh, wow. Nigel, you started dancing at the age, Mommy said you started dancing when you were 8 months. Is that true?
Yes.
And that's in your house, but you started performing at the age of 2 in the Filipino community. How come you're very interested in dancing?
Why do you like dancing?
You feel free. You can move.
Before he said he wants to be like Psy.
Gangnam Style. Because that was your first performance on the stage, isn't it?
Yes, for TFC Kalokalike. Saling Pusa.
Yes.
My dance is going to be Smooth Criminal.
Yes, for our listeners.
But it's a short version.
Yes, for our listeners, Nigel will be dancing for us, and we're going to be posting it on Facebook page, SBS Filipino. So watch out for him on Facebook. We're going to be seeing him. But before that, Ate will sing for us, right?
Yeah.
Isabella will be singing for us Million Reasons. Okay, here it is.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. Giving me a million reasons to quit the show. Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you found a driveway, I'd forever be still. Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. I bow down to pray, try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all his worn-out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Yay, that's Million Reasons.
Thank you. What a beautiful
song and a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you both.
What's your million reason to continue singing?
Oh, I just like sharing what I have with people. And when you're up on stage, and I still get stage fright, honestly, but when you're up on stage, ang sarap ng feeling.
See, marunong siya mag-Tagalog.
And getting a positive reaction from the audience, seeing that they enjoy what you enjoy doing just builds up your confidence and makes you want to keep going on.
Mm. Mm. How old were you when you started singing?
Oh, I started out at 2, like Nigel, yeah. just singing in the shopping mall for candy. And then my first show was at 5 years old, wasn't it? I had yes. a fever at that show, but I still sang anyway.
And you'll keep doing it.
Of course.
Yes. Nigel, how did you learn to dance?
I practice.
A lot.
And I also got another song. It's called Beat It Short Version.
Yes, we're going to do that later, okay?
Okay.
But for now, we have to ask you, besides from dancing, you have also tried acting before, last year, yes?
By Miss Saigon.
Yes, you played the
Tam.
Role as Tam, you're right. And tell us about your role. You played the young boy Tam.
I played young boy Tam.
Yes.
And I was doing all the things, I was copying all the things what Tam is doing.
Yes, you were just as still as a baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were a 3-year-old baby in that role?
Yeah.
Yes. Mommy, sabi mo kanina, at first you were medyo hesitant ka kasi sabi mo medyo makulit si Nigel. Pag,
oo, makulit.
Ano.
Sabi ko, hindi yan mag-keep still. Paano natin gagawin yan?
Mm.
Sabi ng director, akong bahala dyan. Susunod yan. So, pre-practice ng pre-practice. Tapos pag kumukulit, sinasaway lang ng konti.
Uh-oh.
Tapos practice ulit. Yung mga routine, isa-isa, sila muna, hindi siya isasali sa big group.
Mm-mm.
Yun muna ang mga role niya.
Concentrated sa mga bata.
Siya
no?
lang, at saka yung Mami Kim.
Mm-mm.
At saka minsan yung director yan, kunyari siya si Marcos, siya si engineer. I-guide siya. Tapos, pag nung sanay na siya, isinama na siya sa whole group para alam niya yung sequence ng buong play.
Mm-mm. Although yung role walang speaking role, pero mahirap pa rin as a child. Kasi alam ko yan dahil mayroon akong toddler. So ang mga bata talaga hindi maiwasan na magagagalaw.
Oo, mahirap. Pero sa kanya kasi mabait ito, masunurin. So alam niya yung cue niya.
Mm-mm.
A few songs bago yung kanyang... bago yung kanyang mismong role na gagawin,
uh-oh.
Bumababa na kami. Alam na niya, I'm next. I'm gonna be next. 2 more songs, ma'am. 1 more song. Siya pa nagbibilang.
In-encourage mo ba to for him to do acting?
Hindi. Hindi nga sila nagpa-audition. Na-recommend lang.
Ah.
Na-recommend siya. Biniro ko lang, baka kailangan nyo ng Tam. Ganyan, uh-oh. Biniro ko lang. At tapos, kinontak naman ako. Ni-recommend siya ni Marcos. Are you still interested? Sabi niya ganun. Because the director is still looking for time. I said, okay, we can try. Kasi nga, makulit. Sabi
and it's his first time to do
first
the acting.
First time, yes. I was surprised na kaya pala niya.
Mm. Nigel, if they ask you to do another role to act, are you gonna be saying yes? Yes? Yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, you have to know what role it is first, isn't it?
Yeah, I think in theater, he has to learn how to sing and dance, like proper dance training.
Mm. Siguro yung singing, because ate has the voice, so malamang meron din si Nigel, isn't
meron
it?
Din, I think meron din, kasi kumakanta-kanta rin yun. Pero not as fast as Isabella before. Dumaan lang, alam na yung kanta. Nakuha na agad.
Mm. Balik tayo kay Isabella. Isabella, you sing English songs, yeah. pero alam ng Filipino community you can also sing Tagalog songs.
Oh yeah, if I practice it a lot, like I understand Tagalog, but me and my mom, we really go through what the song means and how it's sung and make sure my pronunciation is good.
Yes, because sabi mo nga ay you have the accent, kaya you have to practice with mom. How helpful is mom in terms of the songs and your emotions? Because I know you're still young. You still don't have the right experience emotionally.
Yeah. Honestly, in terms of emotional experience and applying it to like singing and putting it through, I probably only really like found that about 2 years ago. But otherwise, before then, my mom... she would relate it to something that I could relate to.
Mm.
And she would help, like, crescendo here, pretend you're feeling so upset here when I was younger.
Yes.
But now she just tells me to play with it and see what comes naturally and how I feel like it.
And for sure you're learning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I still have a lot to learn, as you said. As I grow older, I'll experience more things and it will help me in my creative process.
Beside from mom, daddy's here. Alam natin na this is a family affair. Thank you for daddy. Dahil alam ko, he takes you to places during your rehearsals and everything. And even your in your performances.
It's a team effort, really. Yes. The whole family is involved.
Kahit yung Lola.
Yeah, yeah. She helps Nigel dance.
Pinangarap mo ba to, Lay? To have kids who perform.
Hindi, pinangarap ko. Ako ang mag-perform. Kaya lang, sabi ng tatay ko, sistipaklong daw. Kaya hindi na. Sabi ko, sige. Tapos nung siya ang maliit pa siya, kanta ng kanta, nagulat na lang kami. Sinusundo niya from my grandma.
Ah, okay.
Pagdating ng hapon, lalagay niya yung song na We're All Alone. Kinakanta. Eh, baby pa siya noon. Wala pa siyang 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So, sabi ko, baka talagang kakanta. Tapos, dinala ko siya sa party. Kumanta nga the whole song. Nakanta niya. Hindi pa siya nakakabasa.
So, alam niya kung yung pangarap mo na punta sa kanya.
Kaya hindi ko sinasabi sa kanya yung boses tipaklong. Ako lang yun.
Naririnig niyo medyo may nagpa-practice sa likuran natin. Kasi mamaya, he'll be performing again. Pero, Isabella, you're gonna be in a concert in August?
Oh yeah,
few shows lined up.
Yeah, I'll be supporting Miss Lolita Carbon with the Asin Band on Sunday the 12th of August at Rudy Hill RSL. It will be directed by Albert Prias. The show starts at 5 p.m. and tickets are available from Oz Pinoy Promoters. Please contact 0414-983-030. And
Nigel is going to be doing something?
Yeah, he's performing at a spring dance at the Latin Fiestas on the 15th of September at Liverpool Catholic Club. He's been guest performing there for 3 years now. It's for a Glaucoma Australia
fundraising. Yeah. Yes, that's good. And you're going to be singing one more song for us, isn't it? It's called
All of Me.
All of Me. So, yes.
Smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. I give you all of me. You give me all of you. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. I'll give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I'll give you all
You give me all of you.
Yan si Isabella Guarin.
Thank
sa
you.
Awaiting all of me. And where do you want to take your voice to?
My voice? I want to keep doing what I'm currently doing and like doing front acts, sharing, performing with other performers and getting to know them. Hopefully getting my brother more into shows as well.
And singing too.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Isabella, Nigel, and Leigh, and Owen, Daddy Owen. Please watch Nigel on our Facebook page, SBS Filipino. She's going to be dancing for us live. We're going to be shooting that after our program. So watch out. And thank you very much.
Thank you po.
Ana Limbiolata po sa pangalan ng ating mga kasamahan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au